This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with our study of the basic topic, Things Each of Us Owes to Himself. We're basing this study on Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34, in which the Lord Jesus Christ, in reply to the question, "What is the greatest commandment of all?" said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second like it is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." So you see, among our obligation to God and to our neighbors, we have an obligation to ourselves. Already we have discussed the fact that this entails our obligation to seek the highest good, to not be satisfied with a second-rate life, but to seek the very best for ourselves, the very best life here on this earth. And then in the next point, we pointed out, not only must we seek the highest good, but we must be what we ought to be. And there we pointed out that one must be in the proper state, that is, he must be in Christ and thereby become a child of God. And secondly, he must live a life of developing the Christian character. You know, the Bible warns us about the fact that even if we are children of God, we may fall away and be lost. One can become a disinherited child of God. For instance, we find in 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 20, the Apostle Peter makes reference to the fact that even after we have escaped from the defilements of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and are again entangled therein and overcome, the last state has become worse with us than the first. And then he compares it to some things from ordinary life. He says, "It's happened unto them," that is, those who have once been saved and fall away, "it's happened unto them according to the true proverb, the sow that had washed to wallowing in the mire, and the dog turning to his own vomit." Now we can certainly see the force of these illustrations. Picture, first of all, a sow in a mud hole. This would represent the lost person, the child of the devil, one who has never become a child of God. Then Peter refers to the sow that has been washed. In other words, the sow is now out of the mud hole, and the mud has been washed off. That would be analogous in the illustration to one who has been saved, one who's been born again, one who's become a Christian. But then you note that the sow goes back into the mud hole. It is indeed strange to me that in the face of this plain teaching in the Bible, that anyone could ever draw the conclusion that it is absolutely impossible for one to be saved and then fall away. This would mean that the child of God is simply not free. A child of God is free to either continue to serve God or to not to serve God. Now, I today, as a child of God, may decide to simply turn away from God, and so may you if you're a child of God. The Bible warns us against that day, or passage in passage after passage. The Apostle Paul made clear that even after I have preached to others, I buffet my body, lest I become a castaway. And in Galatians chapter 5, verse 4, the Apostle Paul made clear that those children of God who would seek to be justified by the law, they are severed from Christ. They are fallen from grace. Now, in the face of the plain statement of the Bible that we can fall from grace, it is indeed strange that some would contend that we cannot fall from grace. Notice the word severed. Now, it so happens that I have two hands. They are attached to my arms. Now, I cannot sever your hand from my arm because they are not attached to my arms. But I can sever my own hands. If I were to go to a buzz saw or take someone where someone has a guillotine, I could put my arms under there and sever my hands from it for the simple matter that they are joined together. Now, Paul is warning here that people can be severed from Christ, but only those that are joined to Christ can be severed from Christ. And it is only those who are in grace that can fall out of grace, for that's the very meaning of the expression there, you are fallen out of grace. So we have an obligation to ourselves not only to seek the highest good in life, but to be what we ought to be. And that means to be a child of God, and not only to be a child of God, but to be one that's living the Christian life as the Bible plainly teaches.